Good morning from WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 24 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Before you reach for that breakfast cereal this morning, you may want to consider the results of a new but small study.
The Environmental Working Group studied chloroquat. In the U.S., the chemical is only allowed on ornamental plants, but the EPA allows it to be used on imported oats and other food. The study found 90% of food items tested contained chloroquat, including Quaker oats and Cheerios, and most Americans in a small group tested positive for it. Previous research on animals found the chemical can damage reproductive systems and disrupt fetal growth.
ABC's Andrea Fajii. President Biden goes to East Palestine, Ohio today to survey cleanup and restoration work from last February's Norfolk Southern freight train derailment. Steelmaker Cleveland-Cliffs announced it would shut down its tin production facility in West Virginia, 900 people losing their jobs after the International Trade Commission voted against tariffs on imported tin. This is ABC News. Electric vehicles cost on average significantly more than the gasoline-powered cars. That gap is starting to narrow a bit.
The Air is now cheaper. Electric vehicle manufacturer Lucid says it's cutting the price of its sedan, the Air, by more than $8,000 in some cases. Roberto Baldwin is the sustainability editor for SAE International. He says Tesla has been slashing prices recently as well amid slowing EV demand.
Because they've dropped prices and other automakers need to follow suit, which means they're making less money. So yes, they're selling more vehicles, hopefully, but they're making less money on those vehicles.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Greece. Just saying yes to same-sex marriage.
Greek lawmakers voting in favor of a bill allowing same-sex civil marriage as onlookers in parliament and gathered on the streets of Athens cheered in celebration. Same-sex couples will now be able to marry and adopt children. Greece is socially conservative. LGBTQ activists have been campaigning for years for this landmark ruling.
ABC's Inez de la Cutera. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 27, partly cloudy and colder today. Northwest winds at 8 to 17. Friday, a few clouds and cold. A Friday night, that is, a low of 9. Saturday, 29, still cool. Sunday, 37, partly cloudy and a bit warmer. Monday, partly cloudy and mild, a high of 43. In Richland Center, yesterday our high topped out at 38 degrees. We have a southwest wind at 4 miles per hour right now. After a midnight reading of 26, it is 24 degrees. That's the latest on weather for Friday, February 16th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so
comes no more.
I'll meet you by the river.
Meet you by the river. the parkings and the tomb, where the charming roses ever bloom.
I'll meet you by the river.
Some sweet day,
some happy day. I'll meet you by the river. Some sweet day,
some happy day.
By the bright and shining river.
Bright and shining river.
Far away.
So far away. After we have flown these prison bars to a city far beyond the stars.
I'll meet you by the river.
Some sweet day.
I'll meet you by the river.
Some
sweet day.
Some happy day.
By the bright and shining river.
Far away. So far away. After we have flown these prison bars to a city far beyond the stars.
I'll meet you by the river.
We start the day in a positive way. I'll meet you by the river, the Stamps Baxter Quartet. And before that, Alabama singing our national anthem. Good morning, friends. It's time for us to get together again with the old Light in the Milk House show. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail. Here it is, Friday. We stumbled into Friday with the big weekend coming up in southwest Wisconsin and lots of things to see and do in our great area this weekend. We'll be giving you a few clues during the day today. 24 degrees. It should be an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin. Yesterday, a few school announcements, but not many. Yesterday kind of fooled me a little bit. I thought maybe it would be a little bit worse. We'd have more in terms of that, but we didn't get quite the amount that was projected, and even when we did, it was cleaned up pretty quickly, and we got out and did our thing. So this morning, just a little colder, and tomorrow morning, even colder, a low down to 9 tomorrow. So that'll feel kind of winter-like right there, won't it? Well, let's start the chores. Here's Earl Thomas Conley.
Don't get caught. heart. Go ahead and love another. Run to him away from me. Your little well-kept secret is nothing new to me. Go ahead and get it over. Break the news, tear me apart. Douse the flame and get it over.
Bobby G. Rice on WRCO and Break the News. We break the news of a Red Cross blood drive going on today at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo, and also today at St. Anthony and Philip Parish in Highland. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, by visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Get in on that today if you have a few minutes. And also tomorrow, the 25th annual Cazenovia Turkey Busters Fishery will be held from 8 until 3 at the Lee Lake Boat Landing in Cazenovia, and prizes for that will be awarded as well. Here's Glenn Campbell.
Let me be a little kinder. Let me be faults of those about me. Let me praise a little more. Let me be, when I am weary, just a little bit more cheery. Think a little more of others and a little less of me. Let me be a little braver when temptation bids me waver. Let me strive a little harder to be all that I should be. Let me be a little meeker with the brother that is weaker. Let me think more of my neighbor and a little less of me. Let me serve a little better those that I am striving for. Let me be a little meeker with the brother that is weaker. Think a little more of others and a little less of me.
That's Glenn Campbell on the Light in the Melkow Show today. 17 minutes after 5, a look at sports scores is on the way, and an aerobic polka as well. The Bucks lost last night again. Maybe they need to start listening to aerobic polkas in the locker room.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Roof! What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
The Wisconsin Farm Center provides a neutral facilitator trained in mediation to help conflicting parties pursue understanding and eventual agreement in farm-related disputes. Services are available to help in credit issues, environmental concerns, farm family conflicts, and more. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. This message in support of farm families is a service of Jones Chevrolet of Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business, ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. It starts with your agent. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Based on an understanding of your situation, our agency can help you determine which coverage options are best for you, with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Competitive rates are just the beginning. From there, our agency can help you create a personal price plan just for you, digging deep to find options that may meet your need at a price that's right for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
An update on sports today. First of all, last night in boys basketball, Hillsboro 83-45 over Brookwood, Cashton 82, Oneiwok Center 42, Royal over Bangor 55-45. In girls basketball, Platteville over Richland Center 65-26, and Lancaster beat River Valley 71-23. It was a win for Riverdale over Southwestern 52-37, and Ithaca beat Seneca 63-27. Also, Prairie du Chien over Dodgeville 74-57, Kickapoo 43, North Crawford 39. A win for Wazika's Dubin over New Lisbon 60-32. Zaire Williams and Gigi Jackson scored 27 apiece, and the Memphis Grizzlies held on for a 113-110 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks last night in the last game for both teams before the All-Star break. It was a tough night for the Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 35 points and 12 assists, his 43rd double-double of the season. Damian Lillard finished with 24 and 7 assists. Bobby Portis added 15 and Brooke Lopez 14 for Milwaukee in a losing effort. Golden State 140, Utah 137, and Minnesota beat Portland 128-91. Purdue is a winner over Minnesota in men's college basketball, 84-76. And Caitlin Clark wasted no time becoming the NCAA women's career scoring leader, taking less than 3 minutes to score the 8 points she needed to break Kelsey Plum's record. Clark did it with her signature shot, a 35-foot three-pointer that hit nothing but the bottom of the net. From the NHL, it was Seattle 4-1 over Boston, Los Angeles 2, New Jersey 1, Florida 4-0 over Buffalo, Anaheim 5, Ottawa 1, Toronto 4-3 over Philadelphia in overtime. The Rangers got the win against Montreal 7-4, Tampa Bay 6, Colorado 3, Dallas 9-2 over Nashville, St. Louis 6, Edmonton 3, Pittsburgh 4-1 over Chicago, San Jose beat Calgary 6-3, and Vancouver over Detroit 4-1, the final score.
Looking for a good reason to make Pine Valley Community Village your choice for senior care? We have many. Let's look at the top 10, starting with reason number 9, the staff. Pine Valley's staff is technically competent, work well as a team, and offer excellent quality care. But it's what's in their hearts that set them apart. Pine Valley's staff. Just one more reason to make Pine Valley your choice for senior care.
24 degrees at 5:24. It's just about the weekend, so we need a real rip snorter for a polka today to get us going. Here we go.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel. We've got the blues on the run. Sing. Sing out a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel while the gang's all
Stars of Polka Land and the old beer barrel polka right there as we hit the ground running for another day and another dollar.
Another day, another dollar. Daylight comes, I'm on the way. Another day, another dollar. Working my get paid weekly, and that's exactly how I'm paid. Another day, another dollar, working my whole life away. Another day, another dollar. Daylight comes, I'm on my way. Another day. My old life away.
Another day, another dollar. Daylight comes, I'm on the way. Another day, another dollar. Working my whole life away. Working my
Don Gibson on the old Light in the Milk House show from WRCO. It is 24 degrees. We're headed toward a high of around 28 with some sunshine later, a low of 10 tonight, and 30 Saturday, Sunday upper 30s. 24 right now, and that is the overnight low at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
The new acreage estimates had little effect on the market. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Next week's National Ethanol Conference is the annual event for the industry. Follow Brownfield's coverage on air and online. To learn about the American ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org. First, a U.S. representative from Iowa says Congress needs to find a solution that prevents states from passing laws similar to California's Proposition 12. Republican Ashley Hinson says the Biden administration agrees.
Secretary Vilsack testified that producers will face chaos because of California's Prop 12, and this chaos will worsen for producers and consumers alike if other states follow suit.
She tells Brownfield the law could have long-term impacts on farm income and food prices.
It would cost farmers nearly $3,500 per sow to renovate their operations to comply with California's arbitrary standards.
Hinson says legislation that addresses Prop 12 needs to be included in the next farm bill. A market analyst says the planted acreage estimates from USDA at the Ag Outlook Forum have not had much of an impact on the grain markets. However, Tim Marsh with Summit Commodities says the possibility of fewer corn and wheat acres and more soybean acres will capture the attention of a few traders.
We've had a number of private estimates that would suggest the corn acreage will end up being larger than 91 million acres, and the bean acreage will end up being smaller than the 87.5. There'll be estimates on that wheat that will deviate probably from the 47 they put out.
He says grain traders have been anticipating USDA's information for weeks. Farmers conducting soil testing this spring are also encouraged to sample for soybean cyst nematode. Nathan Schroeder, a nematologist at the University of Illinois, says SCN is the leading cause of soybean yield loss.
A lot of times farmers don't know that they have a problem. Above ground, the plants look good, they look healthy, and it's really just directly hitting that yield. So you have green, healthy tissue, but you're getting less beans at the end of the season.
He tells Brownfield the first step in combating the disease is knowing there's a problem. The director of stewardship for Bayer says proper use of dicamba is critical to the preservation of the weed control technology. Rob Nixon tells Brownfield,
"We want to get it right. We're all trying to do the right thing, and we're fighting for technology. No growers need choices, whether they choose to use Extendamax or not. It's really important that not only with Extendamax, but every product, we're following the labels and good stewards of the technology."
Nixon says Bayer is pleased that dicamba will be available for use this growing season, but it's important for growers to have options after this year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Learn more about feeding and management practices for increasing cattle value. Sign up for the free workshop at beeftips.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Another active day for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs ended the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was another active day of direct cash cattle business Thursday. Dress deals in Nebraska were at $287 to $288, steady to a dollar lower than the previous week's weighted averages. A handful of live deals were reported in Colorado at $180. Expect some cleanup trade to take place before the end of the day Friday. At the winter livestock auction in Kansas, steer calves 400 to 550 pounds were steady. Steers 550 to 800 pounds were $5 to $7 higher. Feeder steers 800 to 950 pounds were steady. Feeder heifers 475 to 800 pounds were $4 to $8 higher. The USDA says demand was good. Medium and large one feeder steers 702 to 745 pounds brought $241 to $260. Feeder steers 808 to 845 pounds brought $228.50 to $242. Medium and large one feeder heifer 657 to 699 pounds brought $230 to $249. Box beef closed higher with good demand for solid offerings. Choice up $1.30 at $295.30. Select was $3.97 higher at $287.99. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a fairly light negotiated run. The market continues to lack any clear direction. Global demand for U.S. pork is a bright spot that was especially noticeable in this week's export sales report, as both export sales and shipments were sharply higher. Mexico took the top spot on both lists. The industry continues to watch the availability of market-ready hogs, hog weights, and domestic demand. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 87 cents lower with a weighted average of 67.34. The Iowa Minnesota was up 2 ticks with a weighted average of 68.53, and the Western Corn Belt down 41 cents with a weighted average of 68.08. Pork values closed sharply higher, up 404 at 89.95. Hams, bellies, and loins were all sharply higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up about 17,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were up and feeders were mixed, watching direct business unfold. And lean hog futures into the day mostly higher, supported by strong cash on wholesale business during the session and a very strong export sales report. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Direct cattle business Thursday was mostly a 180 live and 287 to 288 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn continue to drift lower, watching South America. March beans were down 8.25 at 11.62 and a quarter. May was 10.25 lower at 11.66. March corn was down 6.5 at 4.17 and three quarters. May was 7.5 lower at 4.29 and three quarters. Live cattle were up and feeders were mixed, continuing to watch that direct trade develop. April live was up $1.60 at $185.60. June was 75 higher at $181.87. March feeders were up 87 at $247.10. And hogs are mostly higher with cash and wholesale support. April was up 47 cents at $85. June lean was 92 higher at $97.70. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Does the Farm Bill provide disproportionately more help to big farms? Find out today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Is the Farm Bill a handout to big farms? Texas A&M ag economist Joe Outlaw was asked that in a recent episode of the Groundwork podcast from Farm Policy Facts.
In this country, we have only about 2 or 3% of all the farms are corporate owned. What you have is a lot of family farms that have chosen to get bigger, and maybe they've incorporated as a tax management scheme, but not as a matter of practice of how their farm is run. It is a family operation. Most people in this country that actually are involved in agriculture understand that 100%. It's the outside people who hear corporate agriculture.
The way Outlaw sees it, if farms are getting bigger, it's reflective of marketplace competition.
If you want to have a productive agriculture, you're going to have to allow farms to get bigger and take advantage of cost economies. And I know that means that maybe the neighbor gets squeezed out. But you know what? When they get squeezed out, they're getting more for their land than they probably ever dreamed they were going to get for that land. And they're not getting squeezed out. They're just basically not finding that they're as competitive anymore because they chose not to get bigger.
There's a link to that Groundwork podcast on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Production and processing are shifting. I'm Larry Lee with a Brownfield Dairy Update. Mike North with EverAg tells Brownfield milk production in the last 6 to 12 months has been growing in some regions while cutting back in others.
We've continued to stay somewhat steady to somewhat higher in milk production in the upper Midwest, which generally means there's going to be a lot of milk to go into a cheese vat. Conversely, the West and the Southwest has been experiencing ongoing diminishing production.
North says there is less milk in the West and Southwest, so less milk in the churns and dryers.
Less cream being made available, less powders. And so that has favored a little bit more price strength there. And, you know, interestingly enough, as we look further down the line, there's about 26 new facilities under construction, in planning, different stages, looking forward over the next couple of years.
North says about a third of the new processing is for cheese, and he's concerned about the increased production, knowing inventories remain relatively high and export sales remain flat. Milk futures and the cash dairy markets were mixed Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February Class 3 milk up 2 cents at 1618. March went down 22 to 1680. April down 17 cents at 1713. May down 16 to 1750. June through December contracts range from 7 cents lower in June to 13 cents higher in October, with every month after June seeing a price increase. Thursday's Class 3 trade volume was just over 2,300 contracts. Dry whey went up a penny to 53 cents, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 2 1/4 at 149 and a quarter with 3 sales. Cheese barrels dropped 2 cents to 155 and a half, 1 sale recorded. Butter up a penny to 272 and 3 quarters with 15 sales. Non-fat dry milk down a half cent to 117 and a half with 1 sale. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hastatoon from Tipsack Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Big sale last Wednesday. Lot was full and we had a good crowd. Large squares topped at $240 a ton and large rounds topped at $190 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Two online only auctions ending February 21st and February 28th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Interested in buying or selling your property? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 or go to www.tipsackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hastatoon. Have a great day.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 28 degrees, mostly cloudy, and looks like some sunshine later on. It will be chilly, northwest winds at 8 to 15. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cold, a low of 10. Saturday, partly cloudy, rather breezy, a high of 30. And Sunday, 37. For Monday, 42 degrees. Yesterday, we topped out at 38 here at the studios. It was 26 at midnight. Right now, west wind at 4 miles per hour. It is 24 degrees.
She lived high on the mountain. I lived in the valley below. She lived in a beautiful mansion where a poor boy like me couldn't go. Her father forbid me to see her, so we'd wait till he went to town. She'd listen for me to call out to her in my own special way that I found. I go closer together, but little did her father know his daughter had fallen in love with the boy from the valley below. One day there was a wedding, and there were tears on the mountain girl's face, 'cause the chapel filled up from front to the back, but her father left one empty space. We cried, ooh, 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 ooh,
me down for a moment to pray. Then the preacher called us together, asking who'll give the sweet bride away. I will ring through the rafters as her father burst through the door, and a small chapel's prayers were all answered that day, and the whole valley echoed once more. We sang,
Eddie Arnold on the Light in the Milk House Show, and a great story song, The Valley Below, today. Tony's weather is right around the bend. I think it's going to rain. Here is Lizzie and the Rain Man, Tanya Tucker.
He came riding in on the sunrise on a hot West Texas day. A fancy man in a painted wagon with some fancy things to say. Looks like you folks need some water. Well, water is my game. And for the small price of $100, I bet you I could make it rain. So step back, non-believers, for the rain will never come. Someone start that fire burning, somebody beat the drum. Rain. They all just stood there staring, trying to believe. But there was one named Lizzie Cooper who said he was a lying cheat. She said, you call yourself a rain man, well, you ought to be ashamed. We're starting all these people dreaming, thinking you can make it rain. All the rain will never come. Someone keep that fire burning. Somebody beat the drum. He said some may think I'm crazy for making all these claims, but I swear before this day is over, you folks are gonna see some rain. Hey, Lizzie, well, a man's got to have a dream. And if you can't walk on the inside with me, I'll meet you in between. Oh, come with me, Lizzie, and the stars will write your name. And if you still think I'm lying to you, look yonder, there comes the rain. Step back, non-believers, or the rain will never come. Someone keep that fire burning. Beat the drum. He said some may think I'm crazy for making all these claims, but I swear before this day is over, your folks are gonna see some rain. Oh, step back, non-believers, or the rain will never come. Someone keep that fire burning. Somebody beat that drum.
The sun don't shine, I don't care if the bells don't chime, just as long as you love me. And I don't care if the tops don't spin, I don't care if the gins won't gin, just as long as you love me. So darling, let it rain, let it snow, let the cold north wind blow, just as long as you love me. North or south, east or west, you know I will stand the test. the bells don't ring, just as long as you love me. I don't care if the world don't turn, I don't care if the fire don't burn, just as long as you love me. So darling, let it rain, let it snow, let the cold north wind blow, just as long as you love me.
That's Buck Owens and I Don't Care here on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Tony Schumacher is in with weather coming up.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The Wisconsin Farm Center offers mental health services and resources to Wisconsin farmers and their families, including counseling services provided by licensed mental health professionals through telecounseling, counseling vouchers, and the 24/7 Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-800-942-2474. This message in support of farm families is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365, with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
Looking for a good reason to make Pine Valley Community Village your choice for senior care? We have many. Let's look at the top 10, starting with reason number 8, the foundation. Pine Valley is blessed to have a dedicated group of women who serve on the foundation board, who manage the use of donated funds for the benefit of Pine Valley. The Pine Valley Foundation, just one more reason to make Pine Valley your choice for senior care.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, there's a disturbance producing some light snow down across Iowa this morning, tracking into western Illinois, but it looks like that will miss us. We're just seeing some of the cloud cover from it. Otherwise, chilly air continues to pour into Wisconsin. In fact, temperatures this morning were in the single digits above and below zero over the north central part of the state where the skies had cleared overnight. And we'll have cold weather stick around through tomorrow morning, but gradually warmer air filtering in for the second part of the weekend, and especially next week when temperatures could be running a good 15 or even 20 degrees above normal. It does look like a fairly quiet stretch of weather, no major storm systems or fronts coming through, just some weak weather systems. One or two of those could cross their area Tuesday and Wednesday, might produce some sprinkles or a stray light shower, but really not expecting too much. Somewhat cooler conditions could return toward the end of next week. So today, look for mostly cloudy skies early, then some sunshine, highs in the upper 20s. Northwest wind between 8 and 15. Clear or partly cloudy tonight on the cold side, low near 10 degrees. Partly cloudy and rather breezy tomorrow, high at 30. Wind chill factors could be slightly below zero in the morning, about 15 above in the afternoon, with west winds of 12 to 25 miles per hour. Saturday night, a few clouds and breezy, low 22. Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy, and a touch warmer, high at 37. As we head into Monday, partly cloudy and mild, low 20, high 42. Tuesday, mixed skies and mild with spotty sprinkles possible, low 27 with a high of 47. Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy and warmer yet with a small chance of light showers,
low 33 with a high near 51. Thursday, partly sunny, not as warm, low 30 with a high near 42. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, 24 degrees and cloudy conditions. 38 yesterday, we did receive a dusting to a half inch of snow. The record high for February 16th, 63 in 1981. Record low, 22 below zero in the year of 1973. Last year's high was 30, while the low was 20. Sunset will happen at 5:34 for this afternoon. This morning, sunrise time, just a minute or so before 7 o'clock. The air is calm, barometer at 30.19, and no precipitation today. After a high of 26 early on today, we're at 24 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the update at 6, is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement.